he could pay it off in payments, $700 a payment, as many payments as he wanted to in a year. But at least he'd have to make one payment a year, $700. Well, every time we got a dime, right, that went on time deposit, we get 2% on time deposit. Well, I didn't ever have any money to spend, only my butter money, if anything I wanted. Well, I wanted this high chair for my baby, because I have to take her to the cow lot. We milked 11 cows. Mm-hmm. And I thought if I had a high chair, I could tie her in it and leave her in the house. Well, I just kept looking at that high chair. It was in the window at Meyer and Morris, and it cost $2. It's a real pretty little high chair. I've just recently had it refinished, and she took it to Dallas with her.
Oh.
And she claimed it. Well, anyhow, I said to his father, I said, "Grandpa, would you let me have two silver dollars for two of these, for $2 in these butter chips?" He said, "What do you want with it?" I said, "The Winers won't take the butter chips. Meyer and Morris won't. Some stores would take them, and they traded Winers, you know, but they wouldn't take them." He said, "Well," he gave me the $2, and that's what I paid for that chair.
Mm.
And it's an oak chair, and it's real nice.
Mm.
And I raised all my children in that chair, and after it was in the college and high school, they sat on it and typed. It was big enough after they were gone to sit on and see if it come up higher, and they set the typewriter up here, and they do their typing. I sent six children through OU.
Huh.
They all graduated.
My goodness. Yeah. That's remarkable.
Yeah. We didn't get to go to school, and that was our ambition when we married, that our children would be educated. Mm. Well, I just want to have your dreams of these children. My oldest son, when we were at our anniversary, he just made this album up, you know, he takes some. He just takes pictures for the fun of it.
Oh boy, he did get more handsome, didn't he?
Yeah. He said he didn't like that picture that showed too much of his wrinkles.
Mm.
This is my children. They look real sober there because they knew they were being took, you know.
Are all these your children?
Yes, uh-huh.
Any of them sons-in-law or daughters-in-law?
No, these are just my children.
Hmm.
That's my oldest daughter.
Hmm.
And here they are again.
Oh,
this is my oldest daughter. This is Nick. He's born in 1911, and he in 1912. He's a director at the physical plant out here at the university. He works for General Electric. He's my youngest son. And this daughter teaches school at Midwest City. And this one is at Denver.
Mm-hmm.
They all went through college. These boys all through the School of Engineering, and the girls the home economics.
Hmm.
Here we are with our grandchildren.
Oh boy.
Here's the family. See, here these are the ones that made this picture. And this is where we had the party at their house. That's their one family. And this is another family. This is the one that teaches school. And this baby wasn't born yet, so we put it in yet. This is her. He's born in April after we, this is her husband.
Hmm.
They're coming tomorrow, gonna spend several weeks with him. And this is my oldest daughter, never married, and this is her friend who came up from Dallas. This is my son, his wife.
He looks frightened, doesn't he, the way he's
looking? Yeah, he sure does. And this is my oldest granddaughter. This is my son and his family. They live at Houston now.
Oh.
He works for General Electric. And this is my oldest granddaughter, and this is my youngest sister. She was 4 years old when we married.
Hmm.
And this is, you know this fella.